welcome to FGMO Performance Talks, the podcast about trading performance for serious traders.
Know what is your edge and what are you willing to risk, yeah? Market conditions are always changing, and if you want to go for any setup with super high lot size, then I guess you can just go to the casino.
I would like to say that we are not sending you to the casino, just to make it clear.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talks. I'm Michael.
And my name is Nelly. And together we are FDMO Performance Coaches. And today's episode is all about the serious financial situation and debts. A topic which is not the most popular, nor even very positive, I'd say. However, it is necessary to talk about it. We will discuss how debts and the need for money may affect the way you trade, how the pressure influences your performance, and so on. So, stay tuned.
Hello, Nelly. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. The weather is great. I'm planning a little trip to Moravia, and yeah, I can't really complain. What about yourself?
Wow, nice. I love Moravia. I would say the same for me. You can complain every time, but I'm not complaining, so I'm doing fine. So, let's dive into today's topic, debts, need of money and trading. When you think about this and about your clients, what is the first thing which comes to your mind?
Well, from my point of view, it is something which is not rare. However, people don't like to talk about it, and it can have a tremendous impact on your trading results, on your discipline. And unfortunately, when it comes to forex trading, debts are not rare at all. Think about the trading beginners who believe they have that skill set already, and so they use their money to trade with it. Then they perhaps blow their account, yeah? As they find out that trading the real money is different than trading the demo account.
It is very different.
Yeah. They perhaps like discipline, consistency, and proper risk management, or they only are not capable of handling those emotions yet. And because it seems like, you know, they know what they are doing while they trade on a demo account, they would perhaps even feel like borrowing money, so they have enough capital. And maybe it is even simpler. They are doing very well at the beginning of their trading journey, so they would feel like borrowing the money is just another step towards getting where they want to be.
Yeah, I see what you mean, and I completely agree with you, especially on part that trading debts can be very easily made. As you mentioned, if someone is entering this business without needed skill, it's actually very easy to lose money. Anyway, I guess that there are many reasons why traders lose money. But if we stick with the connection between debts and trading, how can it affect a trader's behavior? Do you have any ideas about this?
Well, unfortunately, I believe that when any trader gets into such a situation, they will become so outcome focused that they will totally forget about their system. They'll be stressed, they will panic, and their main focus will be naturally on those debts, on their need of money. And, you know, basically they'll think ahead, but they'll only have that one scenario in their heads, that trading can save them, and that by trading they earn the money they need. Like, they won't see that other possibility, which could be that the trading can actually only get them into that losing spiral. And because of this false hope, their discipline and rules may even be thrown away from the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Because that focus on their debts is such a distraction. You are not capable to focus exclusively on that one trade, and you are not capable to stay calm.
Yeah, it's a very tough situation. If this urge to make money creeps in your mind, then, as you say, traders shift the focus on the monetary aspect of trading. And in that moment, if you look at the chart, you are not seeing it the same like you would have seen it if you wouldn't think about the money you can make. In that situation, you see every move in the market as the opportunity to make money. And with every big candle, you just count the money you could have made. Every fast movement can very easily make you start thinking that you are missing your chance to make money you need in the market. We are talking about the fear of missing out in its essence, because if you transfer this to psychological perspective, basically what is happening in the mind of the trader is, I need to catch this move because it will give me the money I need or I feel I need, so I can use it to fix the debts. And every time I'm working with clients, okay, not every time, but most of the time, they say, I know that I'm doing silly stuff, but I'm just doing it because I need to make the money now.
Yeah.
But if I would have had the money, I would be super disciplined and calm while I would be trading. And how this sounds to you? I know that I'm doing what I shouldn't, but when I succeed with this approach, I will switch to the proper one. How much do you think that this is working approach?
Well, I know this very well, unfortunately. And I'd say that those traders are waiting for that moment when they'll be sort of healed from their drawdown or debt. They are waiting till they'll get to that start point again when they think they will be able to become disciplined. They'll be disciplined and everything will become easier with that clean sheet, right?
Yes, or with the fresh account, with initial balance.
Yeah. Yeah. However, in my opinion, it doesn't work like that. It is only the discipline which can actually help them heal. And it is going to take some time, which I guess is that issue.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if they will follow their plan and respect their risk management, they'll be in a positive. But it is gonna take longer. That is actually where trading can be super dangerous as well. You know, even though we are not following our strategy, we still can get those profits sometimes. So we do something bad, but we still end up greatly rewarded faster.
Mm-hmm.
And if this happened, even just once, we will be so attached to it and there will be that false hope. If I'm gonna overleverage that trade, I'll get those profits, even though the setup could have been better. Plus, at that moment, when you are kind of desperate, let's say, you see that opportunity in every trade.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Yeah, but back to your question, yeah? If I think that this is a working approach, I guess from what I already said, it is already kind of obvious that I don't believe this would make sense anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take trading seriously, then create that system for yourself and stick with it. Know what is your edge and what are you willing to risk, yeah? Market conditions are always changing. And if you want to go for any setup with super high lot size, then I guess you can just go to the casino.
I would like to say that we are not sending you to the casino, just to make it clear.
Yeah, well...
But I get your point.
Yeah, but I like to compare the trading discipline to a healthy diet, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you perhaps won't see its results after one day. However, give it a month, two, healthier, like you will be satisfied. So imagine, for example, this scenario. Someone with poor health, who's been eating junk food and sweets, plus during some days, he or she would be skipping the meals, yeah, etc. And now, this person knows that his or her health is not in the best condition, yeah? But is so used to this lifestyle, as he or she has been eating like this for a while, then I believe it would be kind of a similar if they would tell you that they will start to eat healthy once they are fit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How can you get fit with the same approach? It doesn't make any sense, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when you are asking if this could work, my brain is just like, no way it could. If you are doing the same thing mm-hmm. over and over, you just cannot expect different results. However, what I'd like to hear from you is how do you approach these issues while working with people who are trying to justify their discipline issues like that? Plus, what would be your advice?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would say that I have the same opinion as you have, that this approach is just not working. And I really like your analogy, by the way, because if you say it like this, it makes no sense to do something which is not working and expect a different outcome. And how I work with this? At first, I don't argue with what the client says to me. Everyone has his own reasons why he believes that something is working or not. Because sometimes, even somewhere deep inside, we know that we are lying to ourselves. We just want to believe in something we want to be true. So it's like if you have a crush on someone and he's just polite towards you, maybe you can start to think that he's into you as well, because you just want it so much. But it's not the case. You are just putting false hope into the situation. And I'm not talking from my experience, by the way. And I think that the same thing is happening here. So the first step is to admit that I can't achieve my targets if I don't change my approach. And that is something tough to realize because it means that a big portion of the effort is needed.
Well, 100% agree. It is about that kind of self-honesty. I'd say, am I aware of what is really happening? Am I seeing things as they are or as I wish to see them? And when we found ourselves in such a difficult situations, I mean, being in the depths now, then it is very difficult to see everything with clarity. Because we want to get away from that as soon as possible. I remember one client of mine. He had a system, he had rules, and he knew where is his edge and what he's willing to risk. However, he was in debt. And even though he was able to stick with the plan the majority of the days, he also had these days when he would be so emotional, he would totally forget about his system and rules. He would over-leverage his trades because he would see them as a great opportunity to get from that situation. And then, if those trades would be losses, then it would trigger that need of fixing what he did because he was breaking his rules. And I'm gonna compare that to that diet again, yeah? So it was kind of like when you are on a diet and you couldn't help yourself and had that one piece of chocolate. But then you feel like you already ruined it. And with that mindset, you wouldn't be able to stop.
Yeah, you can just say, so it's cheat day, I don't care.
And you would have another piece of it. Then you would eat it all. And then you'd maybe even have something else besides, like some other junk food. And because of that feeling, it would be just that feeling if I wasn't able to be disciplined, if I already made even a minor mistake, it doesn't matter anymore.
But it actually matters because it's
You need to know where to stop. Like, from my point of view and from what he shared with me, he was basically fighting the market. He was fighting the market because he was so frustrated during those days, and that frustration would be even like natural, right? Because of that one mistake which he made, he would feel disappointed as he didn't meet his own expectations. However, then, because of that frustration, he would be able to ruin all his effort, all that energy he's been putting into it for months, only during that one day. And, when you are in such a difficult situation sometimes, there will come those days when you will feel so down, you will forget about your long-term goals. So I believe that the most important thing is to create some kind of system how to prevent it. What do you think?
It's really interesting, like your analogy with the diet, because it matters if I have one more biscuit or six more biscuits. So, and the same goes for trading, so it's a very good thing to realize. And I think that maybe this is actually happening because traders get fixated on their long-term goal, which could be to make XY amount of money. Or just to be a successful trader. And then if I'm putting my focus somewhere in the future, maybe I'm not putting enough focus on the present.
Mm-hmm.
Same as I mentioned earlier, if I'm in a drawdown, I can start to think about setups and how I will make money there instead of how good the setup is. And the funny thing is, most of the time, it's not funny actually, but when we want to make money in trading, we lose.
Yeah.
And the mechanism is still the same. It's because I'm thinking about something else other than the quality of the setup.
Yeah.
So it's about finding a way how can I be sure that I'm putting my focus on the right things which I need to watch. Because then I'm training my system and not my thoughts or hopes to make money. And one of the things that may help with this is simple checklist.
True, true. Well, I definitely agree that it can be so harmful to focus this much on long-term results. And that is also something what we work on with my clients very often, as I believe that setting an amount targets is not something that could be beneficial for you. It can work as a motivation at the beginning, don't get me wrong, but at the end, for example, while losing streak, it can only create more pressure. So focusing on a process rather than the outcome is the key. Plus, having the right goal set, such as being disciplined and following my plan, may help. And also, a checklist can actually serve you as a kind of a guide on your way to achieving these goals. A checklist is a great tool to stay anchored in the present, to focus on what you are doing and not think about the outcome of it. As thoughts about what you will gain and what are you gonna do with it, all these thoughts are just one big distraction.
And the interesting thing about checklist is that it's very simple thing to do or to use, but many traders just don't use it, and I wonder why, because I find it very efficient for my work with the clients.
Yeah.
So when we are speaking about the debts, it's a very heavy topic. And we can say that there are actually, let's say, two types of debts trader can be in. First one is debt generated by trading. It's sad, but we all know that this can happen. And the other one is the debt created elsewhere. And in the second situation, traders see trading as an easy solution for their financial problems, which, as we have already discussed when we were talking about expectations, is not the truth. And again, this is just putting unrealistic expectations on what I expect from the trading versus what I can realistically expect, especially when I'm newbie. So I think that this is very important to say. If you are in a serious financial situation, think twice. Think twice about trading before you start, because trading is mentally tough itself, and trading with this extra financial pressure can disrupt you emotionally. And if you, from whatever reason, need to trade, then make sure that you have done all steps to maintain your focus on present moment and that you are trading your system and not your hopes or need to make money.
Yeah, thank you for the sum up about debts, Michael. I'd like to also add that if you're a beginner trader and you perhaps got those loan offers, then maybe rather use some prop firm, which will help you get the sufficient initial balance, like FTMO provides.
Yeah, because then you are not risking your capital.
Exactly. And also, I like to say, well, this really cannot be overemphasized. Be careful, guys. Trade wisely. Think about your actions. Think about where you put your money into, because this is so dangerous, and if you are not cautious, you can get into even the worst situation.
Yeah, totally. I think that this is very well said, Nelly. So one thing to remember, if you are in a tough trading situation, what helps is to focus on the present moment and make yourself sure that you are doing maximum at the time and you are not thinking about anything else than the quality of the setup. So it was very nice talk with you today, even though it's not easy topic. Thank you, Nelly, and see you next time.
Same here. Thank you, Michael, for getting through this tough topic with me today. Hopefully, there are some listeners who found our talk beneficial. I hope that you don't have any debts, but perhaps maybe you can know someone who is in some issues and who may, you know, could use this podcast. So, guys, if you know about someone, please share this episode with them. And as always, trade safe.
This was FTMO Performance Talks. And for more, follow us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and our YouTube channel.